The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. Coast 93.1. Here's what everyone's talking about.
What's the buzz? What's happening? You know, so this song is from Jesus Christ Superstar. I don't know if people know that.
Yeah.
And we have tickets to see Jesus Christ Superstar Merrill Auditorium.
Okay.
Yeah, this week.
Cool.
That's this one, if you don't know.
Oh,
it's so good.
Oh, my God.
It is a hot rockin' musical.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's what that song, What's the Buzz, tell me. It's a song from Jesus Christ Superstar. Anyway, so we'll have those tickets. We've got tickets for the Impractical Jokers coming up. Your forecast from News Center Maine, Todd says, that's pretty much the forecast for the week. Today we could see some drizzle that freezes, so just be careful of potential slick spots. Otherwise, it's a cloudy day with the highs right around that freezing mark. So that's why the concern for potential slipperiness, but not power outages.
Yeah.
So not this is not like the other day, but just be aware of that. So far, though, Easter weekend looks pretty good.
Good. Thousands remain without power. CMP said it was aiming to get the power back on for the majority of customers tonight, but also said that some people were hit harder and remote areas may have to wait until Wednesday. A major bridge in Baltimore, Maryland, the Francis Scott Key Bridge, partially collapsed this morning, possibly leaving a number of people in the river below, which we know now.
Okay, partially collapsed.
Well, I don't know why they're saying that.
I know, me neither.
It's collapsed.
If you see the video, the whole thing is in the water.
Right. So I don't know. Yeah, so I'm changing that. It collapsed.
I guess there's still pieces of it that are standing.
I guess, right?
But it's mostly...
Agreed.
Yeah. Partial, I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It makes it sound like just a piece. The whole bridge collapsed.
Like plunged into the water.
It's terrifying.
Yeah.
And it was confirmed it was due to a ship strike. The Baltimore City Fire Department described the collapse as a mass casualty incident. I just checked for an update and looks like so far two people have been rescued, but there's more.
Yeah.
That they're searching for.
Yeah. I mean, the news is just kind of trickling out right now. This happened overnight.
Yep.
So we'll keep you posted on that. But yeah, I mean, you'll see the video posted all over social today.
It's really scary.
Because it's really just shocking. And imagine being the captain of the cargo ship.
I was thinking.
Who's like.
What have I done?
Not a good day.
Not
a good day. Well, I mean, obviously a mistake, but yeah. And what's the cargo that's on the ship, too? That's the other thing.
Well, and that bridge connects, so that's also...
Right, they're diverting around, I don't know, but I imagine,
It's a lot. It's a major story.
Yeah.
Well,
it's probably probably a lower loss of life because of the time it happened, because there wouldn't have been nearly as many people...
Right.
And on
the
bridge.
And it was just people working on it. It happened at 1:30. What I'm hearing is that it was 7... Seven people who were working on the bridge plummeted. But then they also said that there was a couple cars. So,
oh, geez.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. So the news, it literally just happened at 1:30 this morning. So it's going to keep trickling out. Two of Sean Diddy Combs' homes were raided by Homeland Security as part of a federal sex trafficking investigation. His homes in L.A. and Miami were raided. His phones and computers were some of the items seized in the raid.
We do the night. We don't really play Diddy, Puff Daddy, whatever you want to call him.
90s Nooner.
But in the 90s Nooner, and I heard it the other day, and I thought, I wonder if we should stop playing him.
Is this going to be another R. Kelly?
I don't know. It sure seems like it.
So, I loved R. Kelly. I really loved Diddy.
Right.
But I agree. I never want to hear another R. Kelly song ever again.
Right.
But he's been proven guilty.
Right.
But this doesn't look good.
No.
For Diddy.
When the FBI raids your house, it's not good.
No, this is not just
They don't
an
just
accusation.
Do that when they're like, well, we're bored today.
Right.
When
the first one came out, people think, you always want to believe the victim, but then you wonder, is it just a money grab and what's happening? No, this is way, we're past that.
This is something really, really big.
Yeah.
And it is. It's sad. It's because you feel like you've been duped.
Yeah, totally. A Boeing CEO, Dave Calhoun, is stepping down at the end of 2024. Aside from his exit, Boeing announced a complete overhaul of its management team, including the commercial airplanes chief, Stan Dean. He will step down effective immediately.
How about the head of Bolts?
Right.
Is the head of Bolts still employed?
You're out.
Yeah.
Yep. The trial for Donald Trump's hush money case involving Stormy Daniels will begin on April 15th. A state appeals court ruled that Donald Trump will have to pay $175 million instead of the $464 million judgment. This is in his civil fraud case. This is a major victory for Trump, who is not going to be able to come up with a $464 million bond.
Yeah, I got to read more about that story. Why did they suddenly decide to, like, how did they, you know, what's the process for that?
Yeah.
You know, it must have been some part of an appeal or something, but that's a big difference in the bond, you know?
It sure is. Yep. The Powerball and Mega Millions jackpots have risen close to $865 million and $1.1 billion. The $1.1 billion Mega Millions drawing will happen tonight at 11 p.m. And the answer is no.
You don't want to?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
And, well, Todd and I did go in on it last time, and obviously we didn't win the jackpots. We also didn't win anything.
Yeah, like, there have been like other winners that I read.
Well, that's why I check the tickets every time, because even if you don't win the jackpot, you could still win other stuff.
Which I have to say, I didn't realize that until I started, you started me on this whole thing. So that makes it more enticing.
Yeah, you can still win.
Yeah, that makes it more enticing, I will say.
I wonder if Trump's getting tickets.
He's like, hold on.
Yeah.
I get lawyers
to
pay.
Melania, can you stop at 7-Eleven on the way home?
Amazing. Last but not least, the floating door from Titanic that saved Kate. The floating door from Titanic, we all know what I'm talking about, that saved Kate and not so much Jack, sold at an auction for...
I like that you're calling Kate by her real name and Jack by his character name. Just throws a little extra level of, you know, confusion.
I'm always a little bit off. Always. But people know who I'm talking about.
Yes, of course. Rose.
Yeah. Rose and Jack.
God, how many times did he say that in that movie?
Oh, my God. Well, that floating door from Titanic, it sold at an auction for $718,000.
Wow.
Yeah. But you know what? I get it. If I had that money, I'd buy it too. It is iconic.
Yeah.
And I would test it out.
Yeah.
I would put you and me on it.
Well, and if you've ever done like a home renovation or something, you know doors are expensive.
Yes, they are. So, yes, they are.
I mean, this might be a little bit higher than normal.
Yeah.
But now you can go take it out to the pool and
try
test it out.
Yep. Yeah. Let's see what happens. Oh, my God. There's
nothing I fear. Remember when that song came out? And so 97, right?
Yes.
And that song was huge on the radio. And then there was one version that had the clips from the movie in it.
I died.
And
I
you'd
love
like
you.
Wait.
Yes.
For the radio station to play that one.
Yes.
Remember that?
Oh my God, I love these. I used to die. That was the best version.
Yeah.
Do we have it?
I don't know.
Oh.
I wonder where. We don't have it in our system, but we got to.
Oh,
must
that
be
was
able to find
so
it
good. 90s Nooner.
Yeah.
Oh my
there
God.
You go.
Oh my God.
Yeah, the movie
that
clip
version
edition.
Was awesome.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that was in the time when you'd like use a cassette tape to record it off the radio, you know?
Yes. Oh, so good.
Yeah.
So good.
The good old days, kids.
Yeah.